music. The first one I'm going to play you on the banjo, and it's a song that we learned from Mary and Lo Gordon in North Carolina, and it's an old-time string band tune called Julianne Johnson. The tune that we're going to play next is also an old-time fiddle tune that I learned this year from dulcimer players. I have found that mountain dulcimer players play fiddle tunes also, but they tend to select different tunes than banjo fiddle players select. And I've played banjo most of my life, and I always learn most of my banjo tunes from fiddle players. And now I'm finding that I'm finding very interesting tunes with dulcimer players that I can learn on the banjo. And then my banjo tunes turn out very nice on the dulcimer. So we kind of do some switching around. But here's one I learned from dulcimer players this year. It's called Rock the Cradle Joe. Thank you.
Mary's getting out an Appalachian dulcimer now. This is a traditional instrument in Appalachia with unknown origins or highly controversial origins. Most people think it's probably descended from the Scheitholt, which is a German dulce instrument and brought in from Pennsylvania by the Scots-Irish as they migrated through that area into Appalachia. But there's a lot of controversy and a lot of different origins, but she plays a very nice version of it. And pleased to be here.
This is a tune that I learned at the Peach Jam, which is a jam in near Macon in the fall that dulcimer players put on. And I learned it just around the campfire. And some tunes just, I just like them, and this is one that I liked, and so we're going to go ahead and play it for you here, and it's called John Stinson's Number 2. I think all pickers sit around and pick around their house a lot, just kind of just sit and play, and we are no exception, and we have animals. We have dogs and cats, and the dogs and cats, when we're outside, they're outdoors, they come up and sit up and listen, but we also have a parakeet, and this is a new parakeet. The parakeet that we had before loved everything. He loved fiddle tunes. He loved guitar, banjo, fiddle, and he would swing upside down and chirp and sing like crazy and just loved everything. Well, the new parakeet is very picky and only likes particular songs and only sings on the songs that he likes, and we're not quite sure what it is. But this is a tune that I have discovered is my parakeet's favorite tune. It's called Spanish Fandango. Thank you. this next tune disturbs us in our sleep. We learned it from Marvin Gaster, and Bob and I just love livestock and animal tunes, and sometimes, actually, the reason we learned to play was that we wanted to do animal songs. And this tune is a chicken song, and chicken songs are especially deadly because they just keep running around in your head, and they come to you again and again. And I'd like you, this can kind of be our audience participation song. This tune is best if you close your eyes when you start, and you just kind of listen to it with your eyes closed rather than open, and kind of imagine you're out there in the barnyard, and you are yourself a chicken, and you're scratching, and your wings are flapping, and you're having a good time. So we'll go ahead, and we'll start it, and if you would close your eyes, and if you feel the need to flap or anything, please do, because it's really in the tradition of this song. So this is Chickens A-Crowing At Midnight. We have one more tune, and I have to tune up just a tad more into A-modal tuning, but we'd like to do a West Virginia tune for you called Elzick's Farewell. Thank you. Thank you very much.